Yeah, okay. So thank you, Bunty. The other question that was asked last Wednesday was about this pain, and some lady was speaking about her pain that lasted for 3 days, and she was not happy with the way she coped with it. But I don't know whether I misunderstood Bhante, but that's why I thought I'd clarify today. Buddha encouraged people not to self-mortify, because
Exactly.
when we have backaches and knee pains, that's one thing. We
Yes.
can work on it and look at it the way you have explained to us. But certain pains like chest pain and abdominal pain, that can be dangerous. People can be having various things that need to go to hospital. So I think that we should
Yes.
have the wisdom to understand what
Exactly.
pains we can watch
Exactly.
and deal with, and other pains we should really get medical help. Don't you
Yeah,
think so, Bhante?
exactly. I totally agree with you. That's what I also today mentioned. That I mean, Vedana Anupassana is 1/4 of the practice, 1/4 of the techniques. Say there are other three practices available. And if we think that always we have to persevere pain and we have to go through even the severe pain, that is the only way, then we are misunderstanding. That is, as you said, then it is a kind of a, it can become kind of a self-mortification. And we can simply change the posture and we can even look at the mind. So there are many, many other methods are available. So considering going through severe pain is the only way is not the correct practice. If you can
Yes,
bear, if you
because
can bear to some extent, that is also always encouraged. But it does not mean that we have to blindly sort of be patient with all the pains.
but this particular case, Bhante, she ended up in hospital and had to have an operation. So, this is my humble opinion, is that when she realized that that was a pain which was totally different to our normal backaches and knee pains and neck pains and all that, then that she should have gone to her GP immediately, or gone to the hospital, because she stayed for 3 days. So that's what the point I was trying to make, because it could have got worse, and the appendix could have ruptured, and she could have got peritonitis, and she would have ended up in ICU. So also the chest pains, Bhante, if you get
Yes.
chest pain, like, people have to get medical help immediately, not to walk. I mean, I don't know, please correct me if I'm saying it wrong. They should be watching these things, don't
I
they?
yes. So that is where, I mean, we need to have, I mean, not only the
The
effort.
wisdom, Bhante,
Exactly,
the wisdom.
wisdom. Yes, that is why. I mean, we not only have to have effort, but also we need to have wisdom. We need to recognize, okay, what is the pain that I need to persevere and use it for vipassana, and what is the pain that I need to react and I need to take some medicine. So if it is a real
Definitely.
disease the causing this pain, then I have to get medication for this disease.
That's right, Bhante. So I think that, I don't know, for me, I think that that is a very important distinction to make.
Yes, I agree. Totally agree.
Yes, thank you, Bhante.
Yeah.
I wanted to clarify that, because I felt that people could misunderstand, and the fact that the Buddha specifically said that we shouldn't be employing himself, because he did it himself and found that it was not the way to go, it was the middle
Correct.
way to go.
Exactly. So
Yes.
that's why, I mean, the thing is sometimes people have some inclination towards this kind of self-mortification practice, and they employ it even in the vipassana, so that is not encouraged. So
Yes,
rather,
Bhante.
so I mean, there are certain characters who have a lot of patience and a lot of effort. That is true, but that should not be misunderstood and should not be encouraged towards the self-mortification. Then we are actually deviating from the Buddha's practice, Buddha's teaching.
Yeah, because we are putting our lives at risk, Bhante, when we try to play around with those kinds of dangerous pains. Those are categorized as dangerous pains, don't you think so, Bhante?
Yeah. So that is why, I mean, we need to be able to distinguish
Yes.
what is the pain that I can persevere and I can learn from it, and what is the pain which is causing because of a certain of illness, and
yes.
to that illness I have to take medication.
Not through
meditation, but through medication I have to take a solution here.
Yes.
Have to distinctly recognize, and as a result we need to consult a doctor and whatever, and we have to go through that thing.